Vancouverites can visit 5 U.S. cities for 15% or less of what they pay for just 1 month's rent in the city. Round-trip tickets to 5 popular cities south of the border cost less than $350 from the Lower Mainland, while the cost to rent a one-bedroom, unfurnished unit averaged an eye-watering $2,381 this July. Flights from Vancouver to Los Angeles. The cheapest round-trip ticket to the U.S. from Vancouver is to Los Angeles, with ultra-low-cost carrier Flair Airlines offering the route with direct flights for under $200 on select dates. For example, a flight that departs Vancouver on Monday, October 23, and returns from L.A. on November 1, costs $182.41 including all taxes and fees. If you are already in the City of Angels and need a one-way ticket home, tickets from Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, to Vancouver International Airport, YVR, cost a jaw-dropping $58 on numerous dates starting on November 1. Photo via Google Flights, Flair Airlines. Photo via Flair Airlines. Flights from Vancouver to Las Vegas. Las Vegas offers the second best deal from Vancouver, with round-trip tickets with direct flights to Harry Reid International Airport, LAS, also starting at under $200. For example, a flight that departs Vancouver on October 14 and returns on October 21 costs $186 including all taxes and fees with Flair Airlines. Photo via Google Flights. Travelers looking for a cheap hotel and flight package will find the best deal in the city of Sin, too. Sunwing packages that include direct, return flights and four-star accommodation for 3 nights start at just over $300 including all taxes and fees per person based on a double occupancy. A trip to Las Vegas can include all of the usual suspects: gambling, impressive shows, pool parties, and big-name DJ concerts, but there are a plethora of other activities and attractions to enjoy in the city or just outside of it. Photo via Sunwing. Flights from Vancouver to Portland. Vancouverites can take a trip to Portland for $328 including all taxes and fees with round-trip, direct flights. The outbound flight departs on August 24 and the return flight departs on August 30 with Air Canada. Portland is known as the craft beer capital of the U.S. and also has a vibrant arts and culture scene. The city is also a stone's throw from soaring mountain ranges and the mighty Pacific Ocean, not unlike Vancouver. Photo via Google Flights. Flights from Vancouver to Orlando. Lynx Air, a budget carrier based in Calgary, will offer a direct route from Vancouver International Airport, YVR, to Orlando International Airport, MCO. Starting November 18. The once-weekly service will operate on Saturdays, with the outbound flight departing from Vancouver at 8 a.m. and the return flight from Orlando departing at 5:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tickets from the low-cost carrier are drastically lower than tickets offered by competitors. For example, a flight that departs Vancouver on November 25 and returns from Orlando on December 2 costs $292 including all taxes and fees, and both flights are direct. The least expensive flights on the popular route typically cost between $540 and $1,100, according to Google Flights. Orlando saw a whopping 74 million visitors in 2022, making it the most visited destination in the United States. The beautiful city is home to several popular attractions, including Disney's largest amusement park, which actually consists of 4 separate magical theme parks. Universal Studios Orlando is another massive attraction, consisting of 3 separate parks. Photo via Google Flights. Photo via Google Flights. Flights from Vancouver to Atlanta. Round-trip tickets with direct flights from Vancouver to sunny Atlanta, the capital of Georgia, cost under $300 with WestJet. For example, a flight that departs Vancouver on October 13 and returns on October 21 costs $291 including all taxes and fees. The least expensive flights to Atlanta from Vancouver usually cost between $315 and $1,150, according to Google Flights. Atlanta is known for its electric nightlife, vibrant hip-hop scene, and for its importance in the American civil rights movement. It is also the birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr. Photo via Google Flights. Canadians heading across the border can take advantage of a new option that allows them to submit their information digitally in advance of travel. Find out everything you need to know about how to save time when flying to the U.S. with this comprehensive guide.